I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, the aspiring Milwaukee Bucks beat writer who traveled 10,000 miles and spent a bunch of his own money to cover the team. But now Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Karen.
The Boston Bruins swept the Carolina Hurricanes to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals. Was this one really all about the hot goalie?
It was all about the hot goaltender. Absolutely. Tuukka Rask, who has felt the wrath of the unreasonable, which is a pretty good percentage of Boston sports fans generally and Bruins fans in particular, has been beyond description in the playoffs so far. I mean, everything that makes a hot goalie, he's got going for him times five.
Well, as you say, it is hard to know where to begin. But how about this stat? In potential series-winning games this postseason, Rask has a .990 save percentage. Is it too early to compare him to Tim Thomas 2011?
No, not at all. I mean, Ken Dryden in 1971, Patrick Roy a couple of times. No, this is a remarkable streak. Usually this stuff doesn't stop. I mean, you don't go back to being bad when you're like this. If he just goes back to being average, the Bruins will win the Stanley Cup.
Meanwhile, over in the Western Conference Finals, the big news is the officiating. During overtime in Game 3 against the St. Louis Blues, Timo Meier of the San Jose Sharks swatted the puck with his right glove to a teammate who passed it to another teammate who scored the winning goal. That's not how it's supposed to happen, is it?
No, but it's the way it happens in the NHL, which can't get its officiating or its replay policy right. There were four officials on the ice. Somebody should have seen the guy swat the puck. This is enormous embarrassing. What is ironic, though, in the first 5 or 6 minutes of the Carolina Bruins game, there were four hand passes called. So, yes, it got the attention of the folks in Toronto, I'd say.
Well, the league has clarified the policy. Apparently, a hand pass that goes into the goal is reviewable, but one that leads to a goal is not reviewable. Well, that just makes all kinds of sense, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you have to immerse yourself in hockey logic. No, they obviously will clean this up in the offseason, but it's a very embarrassing thing to have happen in overtime in the playoffs.
Kevin Durant has been ruled out of Game 3 and 4 of the NBA's Western Conference Finals with a strained right calf. So far, the Warriors are doing just fine without him, but you absolutely will not hear them saying that. Is getting Durant back on the court as essential as the post-game interview bites would suggest?
Probably not against Portland, but definitely against, I'm assuming Milwaukee will come out of the East because they're the best team in the league. They're going to need Kevin Durant against Milwaukee. They're going to need another scorer there. But now, I mean, they're getting great minutes out of Andre Iguodala, who's somewhere between 35 and 300 years old. They've still got Steph Curry. They've still got Klay Thompson, and they've still got the way they play the game. So, no, I don't think it's going to hurt them that much against Portland, but they will need him against Milwaukee if that happens.
Durant can opt out of his contract with the Warriors in the offseason, and the Warriors say signing him to a new contract is their top priority. But will singing his praises while he's out injured do anything to keep the Knicks from luring him away?
Well, you know, I don't know. I think it will be a harder decision for Durant than simply going where the money is, because the money's going to be insane.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really want to sign a board with the Knicks? I mean, you're with the Golden State Warriors, who are good for at least two more appearances in the finals, let alone winning the championship, and you want to go to, like, the NBA's most prominent plague ship? No.
As of Thursday night, the San Diego Padres hold a new record. Thursday was their 8,020th game without a no-hitter, which is the longest drought to begin a team's existence. So kudos to the Padres?
It's a remarkable statistic. The Padres have had good pitchers. I mean,
yeah.
And usually, at the very least, you get some guy up from AAA who stumbles into a no-hitter. This is amazing to me. I'm really hoping they never get one now.
Well, for the record, 8,020 games is just over 50 years. The Phillies once went 8,944 games. That's 58 years. So the Padres have a ways to go still.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, at the very least, I want them to get to 10,000. I want them to play 10,000 games without a no-hitter. Or for them to get one and lose the game, which is also possible.
And finally, Charlie, a judoka from Portugal has been disqualified for, quote, grave infringement involving a metal object in the ring. Sounds awful. What did he do?
Well, I mean, I guess the rule is put in to keep people from using brass knuckles or, you know, samurai swords and stuff. His telephone fell out of his pocket. I guarantee you he didn't know it was there. You know, it's probably a long time between bouts, and he, you know, he's a youngster, so he can't be too far from his phone. Either that, or he was going to, like, tweet out move by move in the bout. Just drop the guy with a great, you know, whatever a judo move is.
Whatever.
LOL, this guy can't beat me.
Charlie Pierce joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.